tonight is Friday night Under the Lights football program for the adapted football program that's run through the Achievement Centers for Children in partnership with the Cleveland Browns. As I look around and I see all the athletes, I see all the volunteers, I see all the different families come together for one night to celebrate the talent of these kids playing football, to me it's the best thing you could ever ask for when you put together a program.
The best thing about this is every week we come and there's so many committed volunteers, and it brings tears to my eyes every week because these people are out here. I don't know why they're here or what moves them or motivates them to come and help kids like Jack. And they're just committed and loving. And it's such an awesome experience to see the love and the dedication that all the volunteers give every week to help all these kids that have special needs.
He's been pumped up about Friday Night Lights for since the beginning of the season because it's like such a big thing. They announce their name. They get to play under the lights. And it's just a very cool experience. He feels like he's part of a team. I really enjoy sports, and I'm glad that he's enjoying them also. So for me, for him to enjoy sports and want to watch the football games and the basketball games and everything, and him want to be outside playing, it's really fun to be a dad for him.
It's great to see the vehicle of football being used to bring dads together with their sons who may never have had the opportunity to participate in something this big or who may not have that chance to play at the high school level under the lights. It means the world to me to be able to deliver that to the community. We're not just playing football, we're creating leaders and confidence, and we're building teamwork, and the kids are growing and learning at their own level. But we're learning the game of football, and that's all you could ask for as a parent, to see your kid out here catch a football, run for a touchdown, or just be cheered on by the Lou Groza cheerleaders. The whole program is really, it's exceeded any of my expectations.
Last year was his first year, and prior to that, he was not interested in any sports at all. We tried different things, and now he plays basketball. He wants to play soccer. He's in all sorts of athletic camps, and it's opened up his eyes to the sports, where it gave him more confidence where he didn't have it before.
I mean, there's probably 300 people here tonight watching these kids play football who don't normally get the chance to do that. And that's why we put this program together, was to give kids with special needs an opportunity to come out and play football on a Friday night, just like typical peers do. It's about the experiences, and we're excited that we've had such a strong partnership with the Browns that we're able to do this.
Like my wife said, the volunteers here are awesome. I mean, they're so dedicated and treat the kids with so much respect, and they're just, for them to take off Saturday, you know, Saturday mornings to come up here and help the kids, it's just, a lot of these people that are volunteers, a lot of them are high school kids, like high school football teams, and it's just amazing that these younger adults are wanting to be interested in helping out in a league like this. So some of our his uncles and cousins have come, and people at a park really far away, so like to see all these people here, and it just, I think the kids, like,
Jack has had such an awesome experience. He talks about it all the time. He, when we signed him up last year, anywhere when he would go places, he would tell, "I'm playing football. I'm playing football for the Browns." And that's all he would talk about. He loves the kids that he's meeting out here. Some are from our school district, so it's really fun to have that camaraderie at school and on the fields. And it's just, he thinks he's a real big tough guy that he plays for the Browns.